in Jesus' name for the joy of the Lord that is our strength. God, thank you, thank you, thank you that we are happy in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that it's a joy. Oh, it's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's all in because of the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that, that Savior, that Lamb that so freely came and died and shed the blood, Lord God. And oh, thank you for becoming sin for us who knew no sin. Lord, it's so wonderful, the life that we live and the abundant life, God, and this Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that, Lord, gives us anointing, Lord, and takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the passion, and Lord, only increase it. Oh, this world is growing more evil. It's growing more determined to be against the things of God, but God. Oh, and hallelujah for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, you do. You cause us to feed and to rise up, Lord God. And Lord, you cause us to walk and to run and to mount up with the wings as eagles. And Lord, you're here. Lord, we're in the name of Jesus, and you're here. And Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your life. Thank you for the grace. Oh, the wondrous grace of God. And Lord, let us just rejoice. Give honor and thanks. Oh, for the treasure that's all in this precious word of your grace. Grow us up in it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. If you would, turn to Romans chapter 3 with me today. And the Lord's really been laying on my heart. He's been encouraging me last couple weeks, and especially this past week. It's time for a good reality check for us today. And I thank God for that. You know, the winds of doctrine are blowing fierce. The winds of doctrine is what the Word of God calls all of those doctrines that are out there. We're in a time, brothers and sisters, that everyone is doing right in their own eyes. Brother Hill said it many times, and I'm so thankful that he said one of the greatest doctrines of the devil is good God, good devil, good everybody. And praise be to God, because of his grace, because of his love, because of his mercy, we're going to have him nip it right now for us. Reading from the 9th verse. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved. Listen to this. We've proved it. Both Jew and Gentile. That's everybody. That they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God. Period. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Now, I was going to stop there, but we're going to have to keep reading because I was just encouraged. We're going to do what God wants to do. Their throat is an open sepulcher. See, he's really getting at it right now. He's just telling you, here is what man is apart from God. Listen to this. This is you. This is me apart from God. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their tongue, that they use deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. All of their peace is bunk. They don't know peace. They don't seek peace. War is in their hearts. Know this. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And we're in that age, aren't we? Oh, yes, we are. Now, we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. What a day that's going to be. Hallelujah. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh. Listen to that. By the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now. Oh, I love that. But now. See, that's my time. That's your time. But now. The righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith. See, the righteousness of God is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that liberty. Thank you, God, it's all off of me. Thank you, God, that your Son did it all. Thank you, God. Even Paul goes on in Romans 7:18. He says, for I know that in me, this is Paul saying this, that I know that in me that is in my flesh dwells no good thing. Now, I'm going to ask you something. If you claim to be a Christian here today, I pray you want it according to the Bible. And I'm going to tell you something. It's crystal clear according to the Word of God. Man's state without Christ is totally depraved, corrupt, and there is no good thing in us. None. There's no good thing but for God. There wasn't someone, well, they were born sweet, or most people are good. Some will argue that. Some will even try to use the Word of God and say, well, you know what? God made man in his own image. And you know, God is so loving that he wouldn't do all those things. And you know what I say to that? Satan, get thee behind me. Those are devil's doctrines. That's exactly what they are. Bottom line, brothers and sisters, without being born again, we are corrupt in every way, in every shape, and every form. Amen. That's it. See, we're starting to hear this. It's being promoted. It's been out a long time, but it's going on now. And especially, and I will say this, in Christian assemblies. Wake up! Wake up! When you can feed on the meat of the Word of God, wake up. Don't try to parse through. Well, I like you. Or my kids have a climbing wall. Or they have great kids' programs. Or we can travel abroad. We can do all these things. Wake up! This is about the word of his grace, brothers and sisters. We can try to make a lot of excuses, and those are the devil's ideas to get you away from the deep things of God. It's time to fight. We're in the last times. This is it. It's latter rain. Everything I read about, you know, that is man. It's evident. And the evil of man is waxing worse and worse. We look to the word of God right now like never before by his grace. And you see the excitement that's coming to pass. Praise God. This world is not growing more godly. We are not in the time of the great revival. It's not right now. There's a great departure. I'm sorry for people. I'm sad for that. But that's what the Word of God says. And you know what? The Word of God is true. It's it. It's the only thing that will ever be. It says the Word of God is the only thing that will endure forever. Heaven and earth going to pass away. It's the truth. Because his Word is truth. And see, God's precious people, I do believe that there is something in them because I know it's Jesus Christ. They know this. But to awaken to it. And Lord, let me be single purpose. Lord, let me have that panting as Brother David did. After you. After you. Not all the fluff, not all the stuff, not all that wood, hay, and stubble that might gather lots of people, but it's going to burn. The wood, hay, and stubble will burn. God's people will never burn. They're saved by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's a gracious God. But we live in a time. And the word of the Lord has made it very, very clear. The winds of doctrine. Brothers and sisters in the Lord that may have even preached the gospel of Christ, I don't know, but God tells us that they'll turn. There's some that will turn. They'll swerve from it. You pray for them, but you don't go that way. A still small voice of the Lord will never tell you to depart from the truth. It will never happen. The Holy Ghost only takes the things of Christ and makes them mine. All the things, yea, the deep things of God. Brothers and sisters, there's a love of God that's growing more passionate in His people, and we want to win His best. We want to win Him. We want to be pleasing to our Father. He's so good. He's just so wonderful. He's so loving, telling Him thank you all the time for Jesus. Lord, I ache, really just aching to hold you, to touch you, to tell you. And all He tells me is just take more of my mercy and grace, son. Take more of my mercy and grace. That's all I want. I just want you to praise my son. I just want you to thank him for how loving he is. I want you to thank him for that blood that flowed for you. I want you to thank him. He is the Word. He's the Word. Take that cup of salvation, the Word, and drink. That's it. That's all I can do. Cease of myself. Enter into the rest of God. Quit thinking, Jesse. Oh, I have that discussion with him all the time. Whenever this thing starts to think, oh, Lord, just shut it off. Shut it off. Let him be. Let him be. He lives in me. It's so awesome. He'll lead me. He'll guide me. He'll take me through and over. Praise God, it don't matter. Down in the valley of the shadow of death. That's why we got to pray. We got a precious body here, don't we? I take care of all this body. I want to take care of every bit of it. How much more so our forever? We're one in Him. Joints tightly fit, compacted, needful of one another because we are Christ's body. Know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. 1 Corinthians 2:14. We're not done yet. The natural man does not accept. You have to think about this. See, the natural man doesn't even accept the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man thinks that the things of God are foolishness. They think that they're foolishness. And then, because he thinks this way, the natural man, he cannot understand the things of God. He cannot understand the Bible because the Bible has to be spiritually discerned. That's why Bible literature is not going to get it done. It's not. I thank God, however, Christ is preached. The believing of Jesus Christ unto salvation is preached. That's the word of the Lord. Know these things. Just because there's names over a moniker of a building, just because there might be Bibles sitting around, and I'm thankful that at least they're there, is the word of the Lord being preached? There are wolves in sheep's clothing. They can smile awful nice. They can be some of the kindest, most gentle things that you've ever think you've seen. But without Christ, the Word of God tells me it's anti-Christ. This is serious. This is serious. Praise be to God. In Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 3, as a child of God, it says that He's quickened us. Isn't that wonderful? We're alive in Christ. He's given us His very life. Hallelujah, that Christ liveth in me. And it says that He gaveth this quickened life, but see, now we have it, but we who were dead in trespasses and sin. See, we were dead in our trespasses and sin. Every single one of us, in which every single one of us walked, following the course of this world, following, it even says, it goes on to say in there, the prince of the power of this air. See, that's why you know right now, the prince of the power of this air right now, this world, it's the devil. He has been allowed at this time to be the prince and the power of this air. See, that's why we know very certainly that Jesus Christ has not taken the throne as God. That has not happened yet. That's why we're not in this great revival time yet. That's why this is not the kingdom time yet. Read the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Search the scriptures. They're there. It's apparent. The prince and the power of this air in this world right now is Satan himself. And it wasn't an oops or an accident or, oh, who did what? Left him where? He's here for a specific purpose. Oh, a perfect tempter. I got my jewels out there. Want them sharp and refined. And devil, you're just stupid enough to be used by me. Do you understand that? In Jesus' name, that's exactly true. Let me tell you something. God has to show that old devil you to even recognize who you are. Quit giving that enemy too much credit. Matter of fact, don't give him any credit. Don't. That happens often. People start praying, oh, make a joyful noise. If he be for me, who can be against me? Okay, we're done with that. You see how immediate that is? That's faith. That circumstance may have never not have changed out here, but it sure changed in here, and that's all that matters. When I get the vision that I'm seated together with him in the heavens in Christ, you know what? It's all good. It don't matter. Might be swirling, whirling, burling, whatever around here. Well, you know, I'm not from around here. I'm just not. Brothers and sisters, that is our reality. That's our reality. That's who we are. Now are we the sons of God, passing through this life, living by faith, not by sight. You live by sight, you're done. Live by feeling, forget it. You live by faith, oh my goodness. That's power. That's power because that's Christ in you. The only thing that lives by faith is Christ in you. That's power. You see what I'm saying? That's that life. And that's that life that just feeds and grows and is just so confident in the love of the Father. See, that was Jesus' life here on earth. He was just absolutely, completely confident in the Father. Thy will be done, Father. It's perfect. Oh, they all might be against me, but you're for me, so that's done. The enemy behind me, the sea before me, but God, oh, that's done. Don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you do it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you know what? Actually, it's already done. I don't know how that way of escape is going to be, but I know you've already made it. Now, this is ours. This is ours in Christ. This is our life. This is who we are. This is what we breathe. This is what we eat. This is how we live. We live by faith. You can tell me that you don't live by faith. If you're a Christian here today, you do live by faith. It might be a gasp here and there, but you're still living only one way, and that's by faith. I want to take deep breaths. I want big lungs of faith. I want that air of faith to propel me down that race course to win him because he loves me. That's why I do it, because he loves me. I want to please him because he loves me. He loves me. I am my beloved. His desire is toward me. I see that. I see that. That's what it is. And because of that grace that he's graced me to see his love, I love him. I love him. Oh, I want to get out of here. I do. I want to get out of here so bad. But, oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, where were we? Somewhere good in 2 Ephesians, weren't we there? In Ephesians 2? But see, it says there that, see, these ones that are dead in their trespasses and sin, and we all were there, see, they are the sons of disobedience. They walk just like we did, see, and once lived in the passion of our flesh. We went after our own ideas, carrying out the desires of the mind and the body. And see, that was our nature, by nature, because that's what we were born with, was a sinful nature. That's it. But God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 51:5, Brother David said, you know what? I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. See, this was not something that was hid for a long time. And God showed him. That blood was broken out right away. Abel, bring me the lamb. That's all I want to see is the lamb. Isn't that beautiful? That when you said, Jesus, I believe, that your life, every time he sees you, all he sees is the lamb. I just got that lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Romans 8, 7 and 8, the mind that is set on the flesh. See, this is all that the natural man can do. It just thinks of fleshly things. It's at enmity. It's hostile towards God. It's fighting. It doesn't submit to God. It doesn't submit to God's laws. It cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Brothers and sisters, we could go on and on throughout all the Word of God. Do we get it? We need a Savior. Aren't we thankful we have a Savior? But I'm not ashamed of this in any way, shape, or form, brothers and sisters. See, it goes on to say that ones that want to stay in that state without a Savior, I want you to know this very well, there is a hell. Do you know that there's a lot of people that are preaching? I'm telling you, people that are saved, that are preaching and trying to avoid almost that there might not even be a hell. Because, you know, God's so good. Satan, get thee behind me. See, we don't want to strive with that kind of nonsense. We're learning that in Timothy. Don't get caught up into conversation. Well, why does somebody believe this or something like that? When I know it's garbage, it's garbage. I don't want to go smelling it. You know, really stinky garbage makes me sick. Doesn't it you? Oh, it does. Sometimes it sits in your garage. It smells up the whole place, gets in your house. What in the world did we cook? Huh? How much more so this stuff we're talking about? Know it. Don't hang around it. I don't want that stench on me. I don't. God help us. Flee that. Flee that appearance of evil. But there is a hell. Oh, yes, there is a hell. In 1 Thessalonians 1, 8, and 9, it tells them that know not God. And here's so beautiful. Because a lot of people say, well, I know God. Oh, no, it didn't stop there. And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, God knows how wicked man is. He's going to tell you exactly. He's specific. This isn't some guesswork. I am. I am. And you must believe in I am. And I am is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But it says there, the ones that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is you must be born again. They shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Let's just get right to it. Revelation 20:15 says that anyone's name who is not found written in the Lamb's book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. Ye must be born again. Okay? I don't need to bring people in here and give them all of whatever they think that they want to hear. And then at the end, oh, by the way, you must be born again. I thank God for how that was preached, but isn't that a shame? Take him as your Savior. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In all thy getting, you best get this understanding. And just like those kids sang, and oh, happy day. See, your life won't be like this. Oh, I was happier. Oh. It's just on a continual boom, 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 boom. Sure, these sorrows come. But oh, yay, he's right there in the valley with me, and we're marching through. Sometimes I get so tired, he did carry me through. We skip sometimes. He holds me always, always holding a hand, always carrying me. Oh, something. But he's just a lover, always touching. Because I'm never out of his hands. Do you see those things like that? Oh, I pray God you do. He's so sweet, and that's your reality. That's your Jesus. It's not some fantasy. That's reality. Because that's what faith tells us. We can never leave his hands, brothers and sisters. See, let's not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We need to tell the world, praise God, that they need a Savior. And there is but one way and but one Savior, and ye must be born again. As it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It goes on to say, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so thankful. I don't have to guess. We do not have to think about it. It's, Lord, I believe. Praise God, it's so clear. The beauty of the perfection of the Word of God and how much He loves us and how He covers any angle that we ever thought that, well, there's an angle there, there's, you know. Listen, 1 John 2:23. Because, see, there's not many ways here, brothers and sisters. The only way that you're ever going to call upon the name of God or on God is in the name of Jesus. In 1 John 2:23, it says, whosoever denies the Son. See, if you deny the Son, the same hath not the Father. See, you can't have God without Jesus. You can't. It's even going to get more specific. Hang on to this just in a minute here. We'll close it up, but stay with this. This is beautiful stuff. But he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. So see, if you have the Son, praise God, you got the Father. Now, here is such a wonderful conclusion of all this. In 1 Peter 1:21, who by him do we believe in God? By Jesus, you believe in God. So I can absolutely say without a doubt, without Jesus, man cannot believe in God. They can call upon a God. They can claim to know God. They can call whatever they're calling God. But you cannot believe in God without Jesus, who by him we believe in God. Oh, everybody pretty much wants God. Oh, I know God, and I'm going to get to God this way, and I'm going to get to God this way. Let me tell you something. This is the Word. This is the truth. This is the life. This is the way. And this tells you very clearly, and every man that's ever walked upon this earth, by Jesus, you believe in God. Isn't it wonderful we come today and it's all about Jesus? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just so precious that it is all about Him? I thank God that, you know what, He does. He chastens us. Just like He did with those disciples when they were on that Mount of Transfiguration and they saw Moses and they saw Elijah and they saw Jesus and they saw all those things and they were all excited about it. And so, oh, let's go make 3 altars and we'll build them up here and we'll just give them all acknowledgement. Bam! I'm glad it was God's anger and not His wrath. Or those, we'd been saying goodbye to those disciples. But He said, oh no. And there was Jesus only. Don't you go doing that stuff. See, that's your filthy goodness again. That's your mind a-wandering. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You hear Him. You hear Him. God, protect my ears. I don't want to have them itching for anything but You. And see, He wants that, and I can pray for that, and He'll provide that. And He will, because He loves me. But brothers and sisters, I tell you what. We really want to go on and grow on with Jesus Christ today. Let's get real giddy and excited and rejoice in how helpless and wicked you are without Jesus. It is. It's so wonderful giving Him all the glory. Thanking the Father that, Lord, it's just Your grace and Your mercy that I rejoice in. We're going to come up here today in a minute, God willing. I don't know, He might come still. But we're going to take the Lord's Supper. We're going to rejoice in that body that was so freely given and that blood that so freely flowed. And we come here in great adoration. And what a time of worship it is to meditate on Him, thanking Him, doing this in remembrance of Him. But every time as you come up through here, it is what the Father wants is just rejoice in it. Just give Him thanks for it. Praise Him for the grace and the mercy. Thank Him with all the thanksgiving that is within me for that life of grace and truth that He gave to you and to me. Oh, God. Oh, God.
The frozen reed, the smoking flax, He will not quench. God is near the broken. God is with you. God loves you. Jesus paid it all.
While every head is bowed, Father, thank You in Jesus' name for this precious word. Thank You that You loved the world, that You gave us Your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank You for this. Thank You that we do this in remembrance of You. And Lord, may we only glory save in the cross. We give You the praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.